Today he's going to be in Louisville, Kentucky, the president is, Riley, and Montgomery, Alabama. He's actually already in Louisville. And after touching down at Louisville International Airport, our own Brendan P.W. McDonald is on the scene at the Kentucky Center for the Arts, awaiting the arrival and reporting for us from there. Brendan, can you hear me?
Yes, Mark. How are you? I can hear you fine.
Oh, good, man. Well, what's it? What's going on down there?
It is freezing cold here. I thought going south was going to help me out a little with the cold weather we got in New York, but yeah. I don't know. I guess being right on the Ohio River here, it's still very cold. I actually thought of ducking into the Louisville Science Center just a few blocks from here, but I knew there would be no way I could get a chance to see President Bush because, you know, he won't go anywhere near a science center.
Yeah, right. Well, you're doing the big work in the cold out there, PW. Are you seeing what's going on? Are you seeing anything? Is there anything you can tell us so far?
I guess as you can hear behind me, there's a lot of people in here, Mark.
They're probably those hand-picked people, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Only pre-approved Americans allowed to hear President Bush tell how he wants to hand over billions of American retirement dollars to Wall Street brokers.
Do these people even realize that he wants to, like, reduce the guaranteed benefits for America's old people? I mean, many of these people only make, they get 100% of their money from Social Security.
Well, Mark, you know, as far as I can tell, these are pro-Bush ralliers that are here, and they're not only aware of that, they're in favor of that. You can hear some of the people right behind me. A bunch of yahoos are chanting, "Hey, hey, ho, ho, Social Security's got to go."
Oh, my God. That's ridiculous. It's horrendous. They want to take food out of people's mouths, for God's sake.
Yeah, worse than that, Mark. Yeah. They know that it's a reality of this plan, that they could not only reduce the quality of life in people's retirement, but they'd actually make the retirement shorter by forcing them to cut back on medicine and other essentials.
Yeah, like food. You know, of course, the flip side is that they're going to die sooner, so that helps Social Security save money. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, I got to tell you, we joke about that, Mark, but being here, it's not so funny because it actually looks like these people, I mean, they've got real intense looks in their eyes, almost violent. It almost seems like they're advocating like a way to kill people with deadly policies.
Wow. Well, I don't know if they actually want to kill people. It's
but
more
Mark,
like...
Mark, wait. I actually see something here. I want to kind of describe it for people because I'm not quite sure what to make of it either. There's a commotion down by the stage area because
really?
This big thing is being lowered down. So I want to wait and see what actually is coming.
What is it?
I see it now. It's kind of like a platform with people on it. They look like big old people on there. I can't really tell what. Well, I definitely see one guy coughing. They look like sick old people on there. They're probably just a dozen or so people supposed to symbolize America's elderly, from what I can tell. There's a big length of rope next to him. That guy is a stagehand, I guess. He's grabbing it, and can't really tell what that is. He's got his hand. It's like a torch or something. But I don't really know. Wait. Oh, he's burst in the face. He's burst in the face. Get out of the way. I don't understand what's going on over there. Flames everywhere. Get a picture of that.
Brittany,
it's burning. It's burning. Terrible. Oh, man. Get out of the way.
What's happening, Brittany?
It's burning in the flames. Mark, can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Republicans are burning old people. They're bursting into flames. And their social safety net is falling on the mooring lines. All the folks between. This is terrible. This is the worst of the worst policy catastrophes in the world. Oh, wow. Billions and trillions of dollars is terrible destruction, ladies and gentlemen. America's old people are bursting into flames, and now they're finally crashing to the ground, not quite past the mooring post.
Oh, my God.
Oh, the humanity. Oh, no, the Republicans are cheering around here. Oh, I can't talk to these people. Their parents are on there. I can't talk, my own, ladies and gentlemen, honest. It's just lying there, massive smoking wreckage, and everybody can hardly afford to retire.
Are you all right?
Lady, I'm sorry, I can't talk. I'm going to step inside where I cannot see this.
Wow. Oh my God. Brendan? Wow. I hope he's okay, Riley.
Let's hope.